it's there, and it makes you write the best music in your life. The best stuff that you'll make is when you're deeply inspired by something.
Okay, well, you got everything that I wanted. You made the wrong things good, and I don't care if you flaunt it. I mean, the wrong things right, and I've been losing my sight. And though I gotta confess, I'm just being polite. I'm falling into you, cause you make me feel.
Hey podcast, welcome back to another episode of Fade. I am your host, Robert John Boyle, and the longer I've been doing this, the more I've heard the words mixing and mastering. And if you're anything like me, you probably had no idea what those were before you came into contact with them, or you still may not know. What I want to do before we jump into today's episode is just give a little bit of an overview on what mixing and mastering is, because it comes up a lot on this show, and it comes up a lot, particularly in the voice message that we're about to hear. So a very bare bones explanation: mixing is when you take the individual tracks, think the vocals, the background beats, different snares, and you reduce them to one stereo audio file. That's mixing. Mastering is when you take that stereo audio file and you polish it, you clean it up, and you turn it into a finished product. Mixing comes before mastering. Now, after that bare bones explanation, hopefully this voice message from Freddie L. Music will make just a little bit more sense. Freddie is going to be talking about his recent single, Into You. Let's go.
Like, the song just got created in 30 minutes. Like, I wrote the entire thing, and then by the next day, I had done pretty much like one or two takes for everything. And like that was pretty much it. And then I spent like probably like 2 weeks trying to mix this thing. It's just like, I wasn't good back then at mixing, and it just sounded horrible every which way, and I didn't know what to do about it. But you know, there's a certain thing about inspiration, and I think everybody that makes music sort of understands. It's like, when you get that moment of inspiration, it's there, and it makes you write the best music in your life. The best stuff that you'll make is when you're deeply inspired by something. I had just met somebody in the beginning of school, and you know, I had this hectic feeling of new love that was taking me over. And I think everybody can understand when you like fall in love, or when you meet somebody and you're like you're really into this person, you really want to know more about this person, but you always have this unknown feeling of whether things are going to pan out the way they should or not, whether this person is going to change. Which is why I said in the chorus, so don't you change up on me, don't change your flow. I just, you know, you don't want this person to change, because you fell in love for them being the way that they were when you first met them. And so that's sort of like the idea that got the song together after hearing the beat on YouTube. And then I just went with it. And funny story, I started singing just like that melody, the melody of the chorus on the beat. And then I didn't record it or anything, and then I forgot it. I was sort of mad because I knew it was a good melody, so I just moved on and listened to other beats and came back to it probably like 5 or 10 minutes later, and then I got the melody right back in my head. And then I decided, wow, I'm going with this. Wrote the entire song, and that was pretty much it. Afterwards, I then like contacted this mixing engineer. Sent him a long ass message saying, hey, I'd love to like work with you. I've never really like mixed or anything, looking for a producer. And then he said, yeah, I'm not a producer, I can't do that, but I can definitely mix for you. He listened to all the songs that I had, and then he really liked Into You. It was supposed to come out during, I think, November. And he said, cancel that, we're going to mix it, we're going to master it, and then we're going to repost it. And I was like, man, what do? Do I post it? Do I not? I had already announced I was going to post it. Decided not to post it. Then he mixed it and everything. I got a... He then, like, he sent my song to a couple of people that he knew, his manager and all that, and they got interested. They had horrible, horrible contracts. And I just knew, like, I couldn't, like, if this, like, was the first time I was getting attention or getting contracts sent my way, then there's no way, like, I could just sign something like that. So I didn't sign anything, continued to stay independent, continue making more songs, and my relationship with him has grown a bunch, and he's really helping me. He's sort of become part of my team, as well as my manager, Jeremy LeBlanc, who he's really helping me out, building my marketing and all that. But yeah, so that's pretty much it for Interview. Just sort of started this whole wave of the style that I wanted to do, and the path that I wanted to take in music, at least for now, until that continues to evolve.
Okay, well, yo, got everything that I wanted. You made the wrong things good, and I don't care if you flaunt it. I mean the wrong things right, and I've been losing my sight. And though I gotta confess, I'm just being polite. I'm falling into you, cause you make me feel. It's true, blue shoes with an attitude, telling everybody what I gotta do, 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 blah, 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 I'm the best, nah, got no clue, ruin different cities, I don't really know who's with it, if you see me starting, you already know I'm winning, girl, I promise it ain't temporary, I got feelings too,
check the verses that I'm writing,
or the hook to get a clue, I be getting ideas, wanna put it all in a poem, life goes on and say la vie, don't wanna do it all on my own, so just sit back into my seat and put my feet up all on the throne. My friends are saying that I'm crazy, but I'm about to ride their ass on. And if I were to lose before you hearing this, I hope you'd excuse, cause I'm still feeling this. I'm falling into you cause you made me feel. I've been thinking all week, you've been in my mind. Everyone who call me crazy, feeling better than fine. I don't know what kind of game I play. I put my money on forever, baby. You come and save me, and I may be acting like a kid, but it's cool.
But it's cool, but it's cool, but it's cool.
If something wrong, then you better get to talking, so it's cool.
But it's cool, but it's cool, but it's cool.
I've been listening to my conscience and it's feeling good to be honest. I've been praying that you keep promise even if we ain't going slow. Yeah, I've been having all my cake and I've been eating it too. And I ain't worried about a thing, you can call me a fool. I was driving so badly until I found you. And I swear this shit's too good to be true. And if I were to lose before you hearing this, I hope you'd excuse, cause I'm still feeling this. I'm falling into you cause you made me feel.
Podcast, it's me again. If you want to connect with Freddie on Instagram, search Freddie L Music. That is Freddie R F R E D D I E L Music on Instagram. The song is called Into You, and thank you so much for being here. I know I say it a lot, but I really do mean it. I always appreciate when people take time out of their day to listen to what we've got going on here. So have a great rest of your day, and I appreciate you.